Chairman, Kvod Rashi Yeshiva, guests, alumni, and Talmidim. About 4 months ago, at the end of November, I attended the convention of the Orthodox Union. And there I met two of my chaverim, Rashi Yeshiva, and I noticed that they were wearing tcheles. And I inquired, and I heard that there are new things happening, and I took an interest in it. And I decided, may Hashem yosa hadavar, it is appropriate, therefore, to devote not only my shiur, but the whole morning of myself and Rabbi Tendler and Rabbi Schechter to this theme. So I will begin, and they will follow. And at least for my part, I suspect for Rabbi Tendler's too, it will include not only halacha, but a little bit of chemistry, a little bit of marine biology, a little bit of archaeology, because all of these are necessary as the metzias upon which we direct the halachic focus. The Torah says, "Venasnu al tzitzis hakonov psil tcheles, v'hayalachem l'tzitzis." You have to add to the lovan, to the white, you have to add a psil tcheles, and this becomes tzitzis. Where does tcheles come from? And the Masorah is that it comes from the chilazain. If you will look at your list of reprints or xeroxes, Menoches daf mem dalad amud alef, do you have it? It's the second page and back is that Gimel Amud Beis. Tana Rabbanan, Chilazayin Zehu Gufei Doimel Liyam. It looks like the sea. Uberiyasai Doimel Dag. Anatomically or biologically, it is similar to a fish. It is not a fish, but similar to a fish. Viola Echad Leshivim Shana. And it emerges once in 70 years. And with its blood, you dye the tcheles, the fichach dam of yekarim, and therefore it is very expensive, because it only emerges in rare times. The shivim shana, according to almost most rishonim and most mefarshim, is not necessarily meant exactly 70 years. There's another gisa achas l'sheva shanim. And the Rambam is not goreset at all. The Rambam doesn't quote anything about Ola l'sheva shanim, Ola l'sheva mishana. Rav Yitzchak Halevi Herzog Zatzal, the Rav Roshi of Eretz Yisrael, pointed out that the whole statement simply meant to indicate that tcheles was rare. It was difficult to obtain. Even in the days when tcheles was used, it was difficult to obtain, and therefore it was expensive. Also, when the Gemara says, the Beraisa says it is dam, it doesn't necessarily mean blood. It means some secretion from this particular animal, this particular fish, is what is used for the dyeing process. What happens is, when the snail is captured, and you find that there's a secretion of a kind of clear mucus from a gland, and on exposure to oxygen, to sunlight, there has to be sunlight, and under the influence of various enzymes, the changes take place. And it turns from clear to whitish, from that to a yellow pus-like color, to green-blue, to purple, and then to tcheles, which I suppose could be defined as a violet blue. Now, this was known all through the times, the Tkufas HaMikra, and through the times of the Tanoim and early Amoraim. When did it stop? Well, from the documents we have of people who asked Shilas what happened, what was Tcheles, etc., we assume that in the Tkufa of the Gaonim, which means in the secular calendar about the middle of the 8th century, we believe that Tcheles was lost. Others say it much earlier, perhaps 1,500 years ago. We know from the texts themselves that it's not only a matter of time, but it's also a matter of geography. People who lived in certain areas had more access to Tcheles. People who lived in other areas had less access to Tcheles. The Smag says that the Chilazon was not lost. It was not. We stopped using it, but the Chilazon still exists in the Mediterranean and the Yam HaTicham. He even gives a simonim for it. About 100 years ago, there was one man, the Razina Rebbe, Gesh Chanoch Leina, a Hasidish Rebbe, who renewed Tcheles. This was a very interesting personality. The Razina Rebbe was a nonconformist, complete nonconformist. First of all, he didn't dress like a Rebbe. I mean, he disregarded these superficialities. He did away with Shamosim and Gaboim. He was a man who was polylingual, spoke many languages. He was a world traveler. He was a poet, an autodidact who taught himself chemistry and taught himself medicine. With that, he was a tremendous Talmud Chacham, and he had thousands of Hasidim throughout Poland. He claimed that he had discovered the real Chilazon. It turned out to be part of the squid family, a cuttlefish. And from this, he prepared a blue dye, and his Hasidim wore Tcheles. Until quite recently, whenever you saw someone wearing a thread of Tcheles in his tzitzis, you knew it was a Razina Chasid. This caused a great, great historical polemic 100 years ago. And involved in the machlokas, in addition to the Razina, was Rabbi Yitzchak Elchanan, whose yard site is today, Rabbi Yeshua Mikutna, Yeshua the Kutna, the Yeshua's Malko, Rabbi Yashar Ber Briska, Rabbi Yosef Dov Alevi Soloveitchik, the Beis Alevi, and others. It gave rise to a very rich halachic literature, especially by the Razina himself, who wrote several svarim. Rav Herzog Zatzal, when he was a young man, got his PhD, and his PhD thesis was the subject of Tcheles. And he had serious doubts as to whether the Razina Tcheles was really the Tcheles and whether the cuttlefish was really the Chilazon. Must tell you that scholars in our generation, very recently, when the thesis was first printed, have said that, forgetting the facts, I mean the details, they said it was a model PhD thesis such as they've never seen before. This is by people who are secularists who really praise Rav Herzog very, very greatly for it. Now, two new things have happened in very recent times. First, there's been a great deal of scientific elaboration exactly what is the Chilazon and what is the chemical structure of the dye of Tcheles. And second, two young alumni of Yeshiva who didn't learn their deep sea diving here. We didn't have a pool in those days, and if they had, it wasn't deep enough. Have discovered large concentrations of snails. I think Rabbi Tendler would probably discuss that a bit more, maybe introduce them to you. I understand they're here today, Rabbi Tendler? I believe so. Amongst the scientists who've written about this are Drs. Edelstein, Ziedemann, and Professor Roald Hoffman, a Nobelist in chemistry who will be teaching here at Yeshiva College this coming semester. They found that the dye that the Razina prepared, the blue, didn't come from the cuttlefish at all. It didn't come from the snail. It wasn't even organic. What happened, they discovered, is in order to make the dye, the Razina Hasidim not only had the cuttlefish, the squid in it, but they also added other chemicals to make it fast as part of the process. What happened was that the chemicals reacted with each other. The potassium and the iron reacted with a cyanide component, and really what he had was Prussian blue, which is an early, which we know is an inorganic synthetic dye, which is widely used. It had nothing to do with the snail, with the chilazon at all, if indeed that was the chilazon. Nevertheless, I must tell you that the people who have written about it, the scientists, have said that the Razina in another time, another place, might have been a Nobelist in chemistry himself. So brilliant was he. Even though it was an error, according to them, it was a brilliant error. Now, the biology of it. The snail that is now believed to be the real chilazon is a mollusk called Murex trunculus, T-R-U-N-C-U-L-U-S. It's in the Mediterranean, near the Israeli and the Greek coasts. I must tell you that in the ancient Greeks, as well as the ancient Romans, put a great deal of emphasis on color. That cheles and argomon, these two colors, were worn by the royalty and aristocracy. In many places, if a kamano was found wearing cheles or argomon, it might have been put to death, because it was reserved only for the great ones. They discovered that it was not the cuttlefish. It wasn't even the fish or the snail that Rabbi Herzog identified, which is a thing called Janthina. The slides here. Can we get some shed light unshed? Now, this is the cuttlefish. This is the Janthina. Yes, it's not in order. This is the Janthina. This is the one bag. You got it all mixed up. At any rate, please. Something fishy about it, this stuff, and it's this is the Dazina cuttlefish, the squid. The next one, I hope I'll have it right now. No, that's the next one now. Here are a series of mollusks, and amongst them you will find the trunculus, just to show you that the world of snails is a very large one. It's not quite that simple. Now, I think the third largest, which was the third one, is the trunculus. Let's have the next one, please. That is the Janthina. Yantina, which is Rav Herzog's, the one Rav Herzog identified as the correct snail. Next one is the trunculus. That is the trunculus. And before you go to the next one, hold off, please. Let me just tell you a little bit about the chemistry involved. For those who have any knowledge of it, it's quite simple. There are three colors, three dyes we are talking about in halacha. Tcheles, argomon, and then there's a fake color, a fake tchele, a counterfeit tchele, is called kele ilan. Kuf lamed aleph ilan. Kele ilan. Now, these three are similar to each other. We'll come in a moment to tell you the difference. Kele ilan is fascinating. Kele ilan doesn't come from an animal life. It comes from a vegetable. It comes from an herb in the pea family, that in the days of the Gemara, in the days of the Talmud, was imported from India. Now, its color is very similar to tcheles with some changes. Can I see the next one, please? Now, if you look at this, and ignore this bromine and that bromine, there's a bromine atom, and there's a bromine atom. Otherwise, what you have is two different rings. Those of you who've taken organic chemistry will recognize the benzene rings. And what you have here is carbon, hydrogen, oxygen, nitrogen. And if you keep these as hydrogens rather than as bromines, then what you have is a dye or a chemical called indigo, I-N-D-I-G-O. As a matter of fact, the Oruch, Reb Nosson Meiromi, who wrote the first Talmudic dictionary under Kele Ilan, writes indigo. He knew it himself. Now, Kala Elon, pure Kala Elon is pure indigo. We know the whole structure. If you now take these two and put bromine in as they are here, what you have is not Kala Elon. This is dibromo indigo. What you have is argumon. So argumon and Kala Elon are the same except for these two atoms, which means they're very similar. Now, what is Tcheles? So we know what Kala Elon is. We know what argumon is. What is Tcheles? Tcheles is one half of this dibroma indigo and regular indigo. So if you have half and half, a mixture of argumon and the same thing that makes Kala Elon but is not from Kala Elon, what you have is Tcheles. Remarkably, the trunculus snail, this particular mucus or glandular excretion from which the dye is made, the tcheles is made, which has half indigo and half dibroma indigo, is only by the male snail. The female trunculus produces only dibroma indigo, as you have up there, which is argumon. So you have here the indigo is Kala Elon, or half of the chilazone. The argumon is dibromindigo, which comes from the female chilazone. Taken both together, you have chelas. Now the question is, can we really identify colors? About a couple of hundred years ago, there was a sefer called Psamim Rosh came out, published, and a very interesting sefer. Quite early on, there were many doubts as to its authenticity. The general feeling is that the Psamim Rosh did contain, it purported to contain material from Rishonim, that it did contain much material from Rishonim, but the publisher, the editor who produced it, put a lot of his own material in there. So you have to start figuring out what is his and what was from earlier days. At any rate, he writes that you can no longer have Tcheles today. Why not? Because you cannot get correct color by words. By writing in a book about what the color looks like, that doesn't give you color, just as that doesn't give you odor. You can give a general description, but I cannot describe in words what red is. You have to see it to believe it. So in other words, the only way you knew which tcheles is real tcheles was through Mesorah, ish mi pi ish. Otherwise, you can't know it. The Menachem Mendel Kasha Zatzal in his Torah Shlema brings proof to this point of the Psamim Rosh from Yerushalmi quoted by the Ravid. Because Rabbi Yaakov Emden asks, why is it that today we don't have Mara Negoim? We don't have Mara Negoim, Metzorah. After all, the Chazal and the Rambam Pasen LaHalacha, that Mara Negoim is both Bifnei HaBayis, Shelo Bifnei HaBayis, Bifnei HaBayis, Ba'aretz, V'chutz LaAretz. Why don't we do it? See, the Yerushalmi says, because it says LaHoros. LaHoros means to teach. To teach means it has to be father to son, the debit to student, koyan to koyan, and only then, when you've had the actual clinical experience of modern negayim, can you proceed to paskin the shayla to see what it is. You cannot simply describe it, you have to see it. Therefore, says Rav Kasha, the same would be true for tcheles. You cannot describe it, and the Psamim Rosh is right in this respect. However, I don't believe that is an equal for us. Why? Because about 35 years ago, approximately, the great archaeologist, Professor Yigal Yadin of the Hebrew University, was digging and discovered caves that the people of Bar Kokhba lived in during the rebellion. And he found a whole batch of wool, which had been dyed and not yet woven into thread. And he maintained that this wool, and the color is extremely fast, it lasts forever, that this color is tcheles. The color is tcheles. But he conjectured that really it wasn't the real tcheles, but that it was Kala Elon. Why was it Kala Elon? Because in Nachal Cheva, where the cave was located, the people were holed up, they were part of the rebellion, it was a time of war, tcheles was very rare, and therefore it was a perfect mark for people who are counterfeiters. So you charge people for tcheles and you gave them kala'ila. And the Gemara knew about this a long time ago. And he believed that these people had bought it from an Eina Mumcha who himself may have been duped by the people who produced the kala'ila. Now let me say one more thing. Pure indigo, pure kala'ila does not look yet like tcheles. You have to add a bit of red dye, which is called kermes, K-E-R-M-E-S, or carminic acid. That gives it enough of a red tincture to make it the color of tcheles. Well, since then, chemists have taken, and incidentally, there were tzitzis nearby too, already woven. Now, chemists have analyzed, and they have found that indeed he was right. The color is kala'ilan, it's the indigo that comes from the pea plant, or similar to a pea plant, with the addition of a little bit of kermes. Since we have that, we know the color. And if we know the color, comparisons can now be made using that as a standard. Let me now go into more of the halakhic part. The Mishnah in Menachos, let's take the first page, the very first page. Hatcheles eina ma'akeves es halavan, v'halavan eina ma'akeves es hatcheles. If you have to have on tzitzis, you have to have lavan and tcheles. And the Mishnah says that one is not ma'akev the other. That if you have only lavan without tcheles, put on only lavan. If you have only tcheles without lavan, you can put on only tcheles. They're not ma'akev each other. Similarly, the Mishnah says, tfilah shayad, eina ma'akev es sharosh, v'sharosh eina ma'akev es shayad. If you have two tefillin, and one of them is pasul, or you lost one, it doesn't mean you shouldn't put on the other one. Whatever you have, you put on. One is not ma'akev the other. This is the Mishnah. And the Gemara says, Lema Maslisan Deloy Kadebe. The Mishnah does not come out according to Abiyuda Hanasi, according to Rebbe. It's not the Sanya or the Isama Isai Malamich and Ma'akvin says Divere Rebbe Vachachamim Marmim Ein Ma'akvin. So we have Machlokes Tanoim, Rebbe against the Chachamim. Rebbe says, Tcheles and Lovin Ma'akvin says, it means if today we don't have Tcheles, you're not Yosef the Din of Lovan. You have no tzitzis altogether because each one acts as a break on the other. It's either two or nothing. And the Chachamim say, no, they're not ma'akev each other. Whatever you have, you put on. The Rambam in the Perish of Mishnayos, this is the next page. I'm sorry, in Perish of Mishnayos, also in the Sefer HaMitzvos, says, and I'm going to read through the right-hand column. Those of you who can read Judeo-Arabic are invited to see the left-hand column. Mitzvah tzitzis kolela shnei tzivuyin. The mitzvah tzitzis has two tzivuyin. One of them is that the tzitzis should be put on the kanaf, that is lavan, and the second mitzvah is sheitein a little bit further down at tzivuy hasheni sheitein chutz semet tcheles korach al eisam at tzitzios. And then a few lines down, einu esleinu hayom l'fish einan yodin tzviyoso. So there are two different tzivuyim, but look a little further down towards the latter half of that page of that column. Near the number five, v'da shehatcheles v'halavan afal pi she'ein ma'akvin ze'ezer. Even though the Tana of the Mishnah says that they're not ma'akev each other, harei heim yachad mitzvah achas lo shtei mitzvos. It's written as if it's two different dinim, two different mitzvahs, but really it's only one mitzvah. Avot tfilo shel yad v'sharosh heim shtei mitzvos. Kama shebiranu, etc., etc. So the Rambam holds that according to the Chachamim, and certainly according to Rebbe, there's one mitzvah of tzitzis, which covers both lavan and tcheles. The machlokes is only whether they're ma'akiv each other or not. What is the makar for the Rambam? The makar is, in earlier editions of the Perish of Mishnayos, it says a mechilta. It's really not a mechilta. We don't have it in a mechilta. We have it in a sifrei. The makar is in a sifrei. It says, Yochal Shehem Shtei Mitzvahis. The Sifrei says, you might think that they're two separate mitzvahs of lavan and tcheles. Tamad loma v'haya lachem tzitzis is singular. V'haya, both together. Therefore, from this we learn that mitzvah achas yivaloi shtei mitzvahs. This is the mikar of the Rambam. That even according to the Chachamim, that they're not ma'akev, it's still one mitzvah. Because logically, if it's one mitzvah, what would you say? Ma'akev or not mi'akev? It is mi'akev. You can't do half a mitzvah. Nevertheless, this is what the Rambam says about the Chachamim. The Ramban, in his Hasogas on the Sefer HaMitzvos, says he doesn't understand the Ramban. Because the Mishnah, what is the Mishnah doing? It's giving us two cases. What are the two cases of the Mishnah? Tzitzis, Tcheles and Lavan, and Tfilin. Tfilin clearly are two mitzvahs. Clearly are two mitzvahs. Therefore, it stands to reason that the Tana will hold that Tcheles and Lavan are also two mitzvahs. So the Ramban insists it must be two mitzvahs. What do you do with the Sifrei? His answer is the Sifrei is simple. That Sifrei is according to Rebbe. So according to that Sifrei is a Shita of Rebbe who holds that Ma'akvin Zezer, it has to be one mitzvah. But the Chachamim will hold that it's two separate mitzvahs. So there are those who give, the Vash answers the Kasha of the Ramban and the Ramban. Hashbats, I don't want to go into it now. Whatever we have two Shitas. According to the Rambam, which follows the Sifrei, and other Rishonim, Tcheles and Lavan are one mitzvah, and Sayak, both according to the Rebbe and according to the Chachamim, and according to the Ramban, the Chachamim and the Mishnah disagree with Rebbe not only on what the Ma'akvin says, but also how many mitzvahs there are. The Chachamim will say there are two separate mitzvahs of Tcheles and Lavan, and Rebbe says only one mitzvah. Memela, according to this latter Shita, the Chachamim, according to the Ramban, whoever does not put on Tcheles when Tcheles is available, what does he do? He's mekayim the mitzvah of Lavan. What about the mitzvah of Tcheles? He's mevatel the mitzvah of Tcheles because it's available. You don't put it on. You're wearing a beged of arba kamfes, and you're not wearing Tcheles, and Tcheles is available, and Tcheles is a separate mitzvah. So you mevatel this mitzvah altogether. Even though it's not ma'akev the Lavan, but there's a bitul mitzvah involved. And according to the Rambam, according to the Chachamim, who Rambam says it's one mitzvah, even though they're not ma'akev each other, l'chol ha'pachas, you certainly weren't mekayim the mitzvah b'shleimus, because you have one mitzvah, and you have available the possibility of performing the mitzvah completely, tcheles and lavan. So even though they're not ma'akev, but you're not mekayim the mitzvah b'shleimus, according to the Rambam. Now, some achronim who said that in the time when there is no tcheles available, which means so far for a good part of Jewish history, then the lavan that you are putting on, the white threads, are kiyum mitzvah b'shleimus. You do it completely. Why? Because that's all you have available. But nevertheless, it does not seem to be clear. Because Rashi has a tshuva, the Ramban quotes Rashi, others quote him, that whoever is mekayim lavan without tcheles, such as through most of this time, it's not a mitzvah shlema. If you do only lavan and not tcheles, so the mitzvah is not b'shlemus, because you only did one half, you didn't do the other half. Second, even if you will say that at a time when there's no tcheles, nevertheless the mitzvah of tzitzis is mekuyim b'shlemus, it's a complete mitzvah, but that's only if there is no tcheles. But if tcheles is available, you can't really call that a mitzvah b'shlemus. Now all of this that we've said is according to the Chachamim. That ein ma'akvin zeh. And indeed, that is the way most Rishonim paskin. It's the Rifu paskin, like the Mishnah against the Rebbe. The Rambam, Tosfos, Ramban, the Rosh. Rosh even says that the halacha of ein ma'akvin is halacha l'moshe m'Sinai. But the Balamor in Shabbos Daf Chav Hei, on Shabbos Daf Chav Hei, passes like Rebbe. He passes like Rebbe that Ma'akvin Zezeh. And according to this, if Ma'akvin Zezeh, if you don't have Tcheles, then you don't have Lavan. And there is no mitzvah of Tzitzis Midiyaraisa, certainly, as long as you don't have both Tcheles and Lavan, because they're Ma'akva. Ma'akvin Zezeh. Why does the Balamor passing like Rebbe? Because Gemara says, Halacha kerebbe mechaveiro. What is the klal? Halacha kerebbe mechaveiro, velo mechaveiro. If you have machlokas of Rebbe against one Tana, the halacha is like Rebbe. If you have machlokas of Rebbe against many Tanoim, the halacha is like who? The many Tanoim. Halacha kerebbe mechaveiro, velo mechaveiro. He says, if you look in the Mishnah says, Islam, the Mishnah says it. But if you look in the Gemara, it says Chachamim, but then the Gemara identifies only one Chacham, Rav Yitzchak. So says the Balamor, it really is not a case of Rebbe and Chaveiro, but Rebbe and Chaveiro, and therefore the halacha is like Rebbe, that Tcheles and Lavan, Ma'akvin, Ze'ezeh. Okay. At the end, he writes, let's take a look at it quickly. You see it. It's just before the Rosh. You see Rabbeinu Nissim on top, Yud Beis. Towards the bottom of the Baal HaMoed, which you find on the right, the bottom half of the right. V'chein yira midivrei Rav Shimon Kiro, Baal Halachas Rishonos, Baal Halachas Gadolos, shelo kasav mishnezu, v'atcheles enema keves esalovan, she'atcheles enema keves esalovan, v'chasisis shelo. And therefore, he passes like Rebbe that they are ma'akiv. And look what he says. U'mina kabaneinu haboa machar harif, lismoch alov, kasha yishal ish, but he's writing here about a slightly different case. U'mimenu poshat haminug beinenu, kamo shunog hayom, v'nachnu ma lachaluk v'shanas, alkein anachnu yotzim b'ikvei reishonim. The question is, when he writes that the minag kabaneinu haboa machar harif, lismoch alov, you see? Minag kabaneinu, do you have it? Lismoch alov, who was the alov? So some achronim say it means that if, and therefore the Baal HaMoed really means to say that the halach. This is talking about a case of lovan, on chutei lovan on a talis of pishtan. So he says lismoch alov, which would include the halacha that the halacha the din psak that halacha is like Rebbe. However, from the mashmois of the Baal HaMoed is that all the way through he holds that there is no tzitzis. As long as you have no tcheles, there is no tzitzis. And you can't even put on chutei lovan on a beggar of pishtan. And the Balaam, and the proof of the fact is that the Ramban says towards the bottom, about five lines from the bottom, v'hinei lebalamor achshav v'mekom asalolu ein odem sorach lahatol lovan levado. You shouldn't even put on lovan arba kamfas, v'kol shekein she'osu b'shabbos. And then two lines later, Baal HaMoed didn't wear a kamfas because he held a halacha that the ma'akev says, and you're not allowed to wear them. Okay. According to this, if tcheles should become available, then you would have to put on tcheles on your tzitzis, because if not, you're mevatel a mitzvah of tcheles min haTorah. Especially since if you don't put on tcheles, you're not yotzei with lovan as well. And even though our minig is not with the Baal HaMoed, it's simply a fact you can't ignore the Baal HaMoed and Rabbeinu Tam as well. In fact, I found one achron who passes like them. I heard from, in the name of, well, let me skip this, I'm getting on time, and I don't want to cover too much. Let's look into the sugya according to the psak, which is accepted, namely that cheles and lovan are not ma'akav each other. The Prima Godem in his Agdoma, the Orach to his Perish on Orach Chaim, you don't have it here, wonders if you wear a talis and it has, like our talis in the Chutei Lovan, aren't you being Deiche B'yadayin the Mitzvah of Tcheles? The Torah says, and V'yolechem, I have to have a Psil Tcheles on the Tzitzis, V'yolechem the Tzitzis. If I put on Arba Kamfis and I only put on Lovan, am I not being mevatel a mitzvah esser midiaraisa? And therefore, maybe, says the Prima Godim, maybe it is best that if we should do nothing, we should not put on an arba kamfis altogether. Why? Because if you put on an arba kamfis, you mevatel a mitzvah midiaraisa. You may be mekayeng a mitzvah of lovan, but why should you be mekayeng the mitzvah of lovan and meanwhile be mevatel the mitzvah of tcheles? The Shagasarya was a near contemporary, if not a contemporary, in Siman Lamed Beis, puts it somewhat differently. He says, when you put on a talis of arba kamfis and it has no tzitzis, what happens? What's the halachic status? He says, either you can say the very fact that you put on a talis of that sort without tzitzis is an issa, it's a regular issa, the levisha itself, the putting on of the talis is an issa, or you can say, no, there's no issa. It's simply that you fail to do a mitzvah, chisa mitzvah. So you simply fail to do a mitzvah saseh, but there's no iser involved in it. What's the nafkamina? The nafkamina is if you have a talis and you don't have any tzitzis. If you say that there is an Issa of Levisha, you're not allowed to put on that talis. You're not allowed to do it altogether. If you say it's a chiser mitzvah, you simply don't have the opportunity to do the mitzvah, then as the Shagasari says, leslon ba hechad alayasha. We have no complaints where you can't help it. If let's say the style should come back that we wear certain kinds of new fashions which have four corners. It happens. So many crazy things happen. That can come back certainly. And you're wearing it, then you have no tzitzis. You put it on, there's no tzitzis available. What is the halacha? May you put it on and may you not put it on? The answer is if tzitzis are not available, for some reason you're on a desert island and tzitzis are not available, if you say the levisha itself is also, you're not allowed to put it on. If you say that it's chisa mitzvah, you can put it on. Because the Shagasai adds, as long as you don't have the ability to change, to put on the tzitzis, less lumbo, we have no complaints about it. Now, according to this, it's possible that according to the Prima Godim, when there is no tchelis available, then you're not in the category of deicha mitzvah biyadayim, because it's not available. But clearly therefore it may be better, according to the Prima Godim, may be better to put on lavan. Why? So that mitzvah of tzitzis is not forgotten. You'll see, I have here a quote from a Tshuva Sarosh. He has similar reasoning in a different context. We won't go into it now. But if you have tchelis, the Prima Godim certainly would hold that you are doicha mitzvah biyadayim. According to the Shagasaya, who says that he comes down on the side that it's only chisa mitzvah, it's not an issa levisha. Therefore, if you have no choice, such as you have no tchelis, or when you have no lavan, then there's no issa in putting it on. You could put on the beged. But what happens if you have tchelis available? Then it is possible that you don't say hechad aloy efsha leslam, but it is efsha. It's available, then you may be required to put it on. I mean, I'll skip some portions of my shir in order to not to keep people too long. And let me go on to summarize. When it comes, I really think those of you who you have these things, you should look over the sugya of Sadin Betzitzis. It's an important sugya, an important machlokes of the Baal HaMora Ramban, it's really worth going over it by yourselves. I had intended to go over it, but I don't think time permits it. Let me just try to give some kind of summary so far. The identification of the color of tcheles, I believe, is no problem. We know the chemical composition, we know the color. We have it, it's available, min hashamayim, but we have it. What we do is, I didn't say this, I forgot what I said originally. When I spoke before about the Rav Kasha saying that, agreeing with the Psamim Rosh, that you can't see it by, you can't see it, you can't describe color in words. Now that we have the color Ilan of the Bar Kokhba caves, it's okay. Why? Because the Gemara is very specific that color Ilan and Cheles are so similar that the Gemara says only HaKadosh Baruch Hu can tell the difference. HaMavchem Bein Tipa, the same HaKadosh Baruch Hu was able to tell who was a Bechorah Mitzrayim, Shehivchem Bein Tipa, the Tipa, he can tell the difference between Kele Ilan and Cheles, but otherwise you can't. Which means if you take the Kele Ilan, the indigo, and add a bit of red dye, the kermes, which is made of crushed insects, and that will give it the exact color of Cheles. Since we know the color Ilan, even though it's counterfeit, but the color is the same as the color of Cheles. So therefore, we know it today, and it should be known, it doesn't present an insurmountable problem. According to Rebbe, and the Chachamim, according to the Tana of the Mishnah, according to the Ramban, who holds that Cheles and Lavan are two mitzvahs, so one who does not wear Cheles when it is available is Mevatel Mitzvahs Eser B'Yadayim, Mitzvahs Eser of Cheles Min HaTorah. The only machlokus between them is if ma'akvin zeh is there, but otherwise they would agree that there's a separate mitzvah of tcheles that you haven't fulfilled. According to the shita that they tcheles and lovan are one mitzvah, which is the Rambam, at least if tcheles is available, you haven't fulfilled the mitzvah bishlemus. Even though there are achronim who wrote that when tcheles is not available, lovan is mekuyim through bishlemus. That's not certain. First of all, Rashi in Tshuva says not so. He says even if tcheles is not available, lavan by itself is not a mitzvah bishlemus. It's a mitzvah, but not bishlemus. Second, even if you say that, quote, bizman hazeh, when there is no tcheles, it is bishlemus, that may be at a time when there is no tcheles, benimsa. But once cheles is available, it is quite possible that you have to wear it, and otherwise you're not mekayim the mitzvah at all. According to the Primer Godim and this side of his shayla, you might say that when there is cheles and you don't wear it, then you mevatel mitzvah eser b'yadayim, and it might be best in that case not to wear the arba kantos at all. According to the Shagas Aryeh, who says that there's no issa levisha, but when does he say that it's simply a matter of chisa mitzvah and leslamba, we don't argue, we don't impose it on you, is only when there is no tcheles benimsa. But if there is tcheles, it may be required to do it. Now all this